Talk to parents dropping their kids off at school, and they'll tell you they're thinking about security.
I think for school safety, you know, you can't really put a dollar on it.
I want my kids safe. That's my opinion. I don't think we need to make a business out of it, but we should keep our kids safe.
In 2017, the market for school security systems was worth $2.7 billion, according to IHS Market, a research firm. There are endless products, from $60 door locks that can withstand a sledgehammer, to former special operations agents that will embed inside a school, to special toilets schools can buy for long lockdowns.
You can look on Amazon. I think you could even buy them there. It's like you buy these 5-gallon buckets that has a toilet seat on it and a roll of paper towel, of toilet paper, and you could
sanitary like, wipes.
And yeah, there's like this package that you can buy. So
that's Tracy Fowler and Chris Blyce. Blyce is the chief operations officer for Chatham County School District in North Carolina. Fowler is the district's executive director of student services and support programs. Chatham County Schools realized they needed a change in their security plan in November of 2017, when a hunter shot a deer near one of the schools.
Teacher called. Well, this was at about 7:45, and the kids were just getting there. So there's a line of cars down the front of the school and out to the road. So what do you do about that? And who does it?
And the following February, two Chatham County schools were placed on lockdown when someone stole a vehicle and came near the schools. It became apparent to Blyce and Fowler that they needed a new lockdown procedure. But when they started looking, the options seemed endless and expensive.
I mean, it's overwhelming. I mean, it really is. There's more stuff out there than you could ever use.
Blyce says he gets at least 2 sales pitches per week on a new app or lock or training module. But a recent study from the Journal of Violence and Gender found no evidence that increased technology or security programs reduce firearm violence in schools. Heather Schwartz is a senior policy researcher at RAND Corporation. She's studied how technology can be used to make schools safer.
There's a lot we don't know about which types of technology are effective in making schools safer. Yet there's an abundance of types of technology for school districts to wade through.
Schwartz says it's really difficult to study what technology works well, particularly because the factors change depending on the school, how big the school is, what safety procedures the school already follows, and how closely the staff follow those procedures. So what are schools supposed to do? How do they wade through the options?
When you're thinking about safety, you need to think about the whole picture. Training staff on your policies, deciding what particular policies to implement and what technologies in this case, and then how are you going to maintain it over time?
Blyce and Fowler in Chatham County followed that approach. And for Blyce, it's not about the stuff. It's about communication and organization.
It's finding the balance, and it's understanding that these are things that help you. They can't be where you're putting your faith.
In the end, they just wanted more eyes around the school. They've installed more security cameras and added 4 additional school resource officers. They're in the process of replacing the physical locks on their doors with badges and a computerized system which updates who has access. They're also looking into a program which would call law enforcement faster. Blythe says preparing for an active shooter is like preparing for an airplane crash. On the rare occasion that it happens, we question our safety in some of the safest places.
We're training hoping that we never have an airplane crash, and we're doing everything that we can so that if we have one, we can get through it. That's about the best we can do.
He and Fowler never found a magic bullet solution or a cure-all contraption, but they feel they found something that works for their schools, and they didn't have to rely on fancy gadgets to get it done. For Guns in America, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.